Well, a hot topic of discussion and conversation these days in the world of sports is about concussions. And we asked an expert on the subject from one of the Bulls' partners, Athletico, to tell us more. Mike Palm is the Regional Athletic Training Coordinator as well as the chairman of the Concussion Special Interest Group at Athletico. And I asked him why the prevalence of this injury seems to be increasing.
What we're finding is not so much that the actual prevalence is increasing, but people are actually reporting it more. So people are understanding the condition. There's a heightened awareness around concussions. So we're learning that people are getting concussed more often. So not so much that the injury is occurring more, but people are reporting the injury more frequently.
And that's a good thing, though, isn't it?
That is an absolutely fabulous thing. The biggest problem with concussions is, if it's not managed correctly. And it's not managed correctly, that's when we start seeing all these, negative side effects of the concussion, as opposed to taking your time, resting, and really taking your time in appropriately being treated and getting the back safer.
Visiting with Mike Palm from Athletico, the Regional Athletic Training Coordinator, as well as chairman of the Concussion Special Interest Group. Mike, I want to ask you give us some of the signs and symptoms of a concussion. Is there anything a specific parent or coach can look for?
Well, first and foremost, it's always coupled with some type of a hit to the head or a hit to the body where the head is shaken violently. The symptoms that an athlete might feel are a headache. They could feel nauseous. They could feel just overall dizzy. They could be speaking slower or be a slurred speech. They could just be looking very uneasy. Problems concentrating. They could have some type of amnesia, whether it's forgetting events before the game or before the hit or after the hit. It's a very multifaceted and all depends on what part of the area of the brain is injured. But those are just quite a few of the symptoms of a concussion.
Is it good if you're a parent or coach then, Mike, to ask the individual who may have a concussion how they're feeling and if there's any dizziness and stuff?
I think that's a great question. And I think we have to stay away from questions like, do you have a headache? We have to be a little bit more inquisitive of those type of questions, just because it's very easy for an athlete to say, yeah, I'm fine, I feel fine. That's part of the problem with concussions is just the culture of concussions. That it's been swept under the rug for so long. The awareness that we've had that is growing is stopping that, but there is still that little bit of I'm fine, I'll play through it, it's not that big of a deal. You can't see it, so you don't know it's, what's going on. So other things to look for, it's not just asking how they're feeling, but are they acting normal? If they're acting just a little abnormal, you have to be a little bit more conscientious and get a little curious about, okay, what else is really going on with this athlete?
Our halftime guest is Mike Palm from Athletico, putting the emphasis on concussions here as the Bulls and Sixers are at the break. It's the Kia Halftime Show. I'm Steve Cashel. And, Mike, we hear a lot about computer programs that help with the management of concussions. What are these tests doing to help manage concussions?
There's a lot of different programs out there, whether it be Impact, whether it be Headhunter, a lot of different brand names out there. They're all tools. None of them are gold standards. There is no gold standard currently to test concussions, whether you have one, whether you're ready to go back to play. They're all just tools for the sports medicine staff to say, okay, we think this person may be getting better, and then we have other ways to gradually progress an athlete back to play. But as I said, there is no one tool. Anybody who says, yeah, they've done this test so and they cleared it so they're ready to go back to play, it's not really the whole picture because it's a very multi-dimensional comprehensive exam that actually clears an athlete to go back to play.
So let's talk also, Mike Palm, if we can, about the length it typically takes to heal.
It really depends on each individual. Some people, I've seen it where people have come back from a concussion in about 3-4 days. I've seen it where it takes, 3-4 months. It's very individualized on the exact concussion, the mechanism, how many concussions this person's had before. There's a lot of factors that go into it. It's very multifactorial. But on average, the studies show, it's about between, 1 to 2 weeks. That's on average. It's not exactly the true. It's very individualized. But on average, that's about how long it takes.
Visiting with Mike Palm, the Regional Athletic Training Coordinator for Athletico. He's also chairman of the Concussion Special Interest Group, putting the emphasis on concussions here in our Kia Halftime Show. Bulls and Sixers at the break. Finally, Mike, I want to ask you about this. Let's talk specifically about your company, Athletico. They do such a wonderful job, and I know there's over 60, 70 facilities now throughout the Chicagoland area and in the other states as well. And what is Athletico doing to treat concussions?
Yeah, great questions. Is, you know, first and foremost, we're making sure our athletic trainers who are out at high schools, out at colleges, are at the forefront of the knowledge of concussion. So we're treating at the cutting edge. But more importantly, and very excitingly, is we have vestibular physical therapists trained in our clinics to treat those individuals who have ongoing symptoms, to get them back to their participation sooner. So they're actually treating things like balance disorders, eye movement disorders that are lingering effects from the concussion, and allow those people to get better quicker. And it's very exciting, very cutting edge, and we're very excited to be in our about second year of performing the service.
That's Mike Palm from Athletico talking about a subject he knows very well, concussions. Athletico does such an outstanding job. You can visit their website, athletico.com.